Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning, we welcome Bianca Masfiade, foster care recruitment specialist with Bethany Christian Services, joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. It is a weekly segment, part of the grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Here we go. Bianca, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley, Steve, and WGVU listeners.
Yes, we have Benny. Good that you are here, Bianca, and Steve Chappell. Always a pleasure. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley Irwin, and to our special guest, Bianca Masfiade.
Steve, would you please share information about the Kellogg Grant?
Yes, absolutely. This weekly inclusion and equity segment is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. We're indebted and very grateful to Kellogg, not only for their essential funding to carry out our work, but most importantly for their strategic vision globally, trying to create more equitable communities around the world. And as part of that, we are focusing in on addressing equity issues in our local community through our inclusion reporter, Kylie Ambu, who is trying to give a voice to those issues and people that typically do not have a platform to share so we can hone in on inequities in our community. And also through our Shaping Narratives program, we have provided training to leaders of color in our community who are creating programming with and for their communities to share for change-based conversation. And we also put the spotlight on organizations doing great equity work like Bethany Christian Services. So we're very, very pleased to welcome Bianca.
Bianca, here we go. Would you share with us a little bit about the mission of your Bethany Christian Services and your role as a foster care recruitment specialist?
Absolutely. So here at Bethany, we believe that family changes everything. We believe every child deserves to be loved, connected, and empowered through family. We are a global nonprofit that supports children and families with worldwide class social services, all designed to help families thrive. And my role here at Bethany is I am a foster care recruitment specialist. And so I go out and I recruit foster families. I share with the community information about how to become a foster parent and ways that they can be supported in that. And I also do retention work, making sure that our parents feel supported and that they have all the tools they need to care for their children and be change agents in the communities.
Bianca, during a previous conversation, you shared with me that tragically and unfortunately right now, there is a shortage of foster parents of color. And as we've all seen with COVID-19 and the racial unrest in communities, the people of color are really on the short end and the have many disparities, inequities impacted by COVID and in all areas of life. So what is Bethany doing to try to recruit more parents of color so children of color can get the resources and love and family situations that they deserve and need?
So thank you for bringing it up. So yes, as a lot of people, you know, as statistics tells us, there is an overrepresentation of children of color in the foster care system, and that there are a lack, unfortunately, like you said, of people of color that are foster parents. They are out there, but there's still a shortage of them. And one thing that Bethany is doing is we are, one, making sure that our parents that are in transracial adaptive and foster care relationships are equipped, whether that's cultural competency and understanding the importance of that with caring for your child of color. And two, we are rebuilding relationships with our current community. I think that historically, a lot of social services nonprofits, because of, you know, different discriminations and things like that, there has been a mistrust within various urban and inner city communities with social services. And so we are being intentional about rebuilding those relationships and rebuilding that trust and doing internal work about, okay, what are some ways that we can work out as an organization, because we believe that, you know, all families deserve the best services. All families, especially vulnerable children and families, in our communities. We want to be the change agents and catalysts to help them thrive. So what internal work do we need to do across departments to making sure that we are supporting our goals of equity, supporting our goals of racial reconciliation, supporting our goals of making sure that we are serving people, the communities of color well?
Before we turn it back to our host, Shelley Irwin, can you just very briefly, maybe in a minute, touch on the process? How do you match foster parents with children in need?
So after going through an orientation and an extensive list of classes, we ask them, we share with them a child that we have available. We also share different background things. We share different, just personal things about their personality and different assets that they have and different things like that. And we also share things that would help them be better cared for. And we let that parent know. And then the parent shares with us if that is something that they are, capable of. We also, during the placement process, we take into consideration where the child is being removed from. So it's very important that we make sure that the child is in a loving home, a home that is going to best care for and suit their needs, and a home that is close to their community, to their environment, to kind of like cushion some of the trauma that a lot of children in foster care experience being pulled out of their homes. So just trying to create a space of love, nurture, and a normalcy. So with the placement process, one of the biggest things before we go into detail about the child is making sure that the family is closest to the child, community, and neighborhood that they've come from.
Bianca Masefiade with us, foster care recruitment specialist with Bethany Christian Services. Weekly, we do focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. Of course, joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. Steve, would you talk a little bit about the website?
Yes, absolutely. I'm always pleased to talk about Bethany Christian Services. There are many locations and all they do for our community and, most importantly, the people that they serve. Bethany has an outstanding website, and as it pertains to Bianca and her work, I invite our listeners to go to bethany.org/helpachild, and that will take you to foster care, the foster care site, where you can read all about the process. And I must add, Bethany, you said that there is a focus to try to rekindle and strengthen the trust in the community between parents of color, between all parents in matching children. So I just must add that, as this website points out, Bethany, the real focus is on making families succeed with this process, not making it difficult, but making it a rewarding experience and helping them to succeed. So again, bethany.org/helpachild.
Bianca, would you talk a bit about the future, if you would?
Of course. So I think that one of our goals is continue to be agents of change, pushing for, again, that healthy relationship between the communities that we serve and making sure that we are serving them well and that they are thriving. A mission towards equity, right, and racial diversity, and just moving towards that in a way that is healthy and that is thriving for all the communities that we serve and ourselves as an organization.
Steve, what else do you have for Bianca?
Well, for Bianca, first of all, I'd like to just thank our listeners, our very valued morning show listeners, for tuning in and listening to this inclusion segment with Bianca from Bethany Christian Services. And I would like to remind all of our listeners, if you perhaps tuned in a bit late to this conversation with Bianca, go to the Mutually Inclusive website a little bit later this afternoon, and you just go to WGVU Radio and then click on Mutually Inclusive to listen to this interview and others in the series in their entirety. And Bianca, I would just like to really turn it back and give some more time to you to talk about the real need in the community, the need for children to have role models, to have a safe place, especially during these very trying times. So again, can you just talk more about the need that exists for children to be matched right now with foster parents?
Absolutely. So foster care is a safe, temporary home. And especially in light of COVID, a lot of organization and different things that have been serving, particularly teens, have shut down. So our greatest need now is for homes that are willing to take in teens. And there are resources out there. So if you are someone, you know, of any background that just have a love for youth and for vulnerable youth and families, and you're ready to open and provide that temporary safe home, we are ready to just, welcome you with open arms. If you go to our website, bethany.org/fostercare, you will be able to just see more, learn more about our mission. And you'll also see that we are hosting orientations, COVID safe, via Zoom online, and we are doing classes online. So we are, you know, ready, available to make it and to support you in becoming a foster parent. And so again, our greatest need is those that are willing to take care of teenagers. And our greatest need is as well, you know, foster parents of color.
And so if a parent is listening right now that their heart tells them that they want to help, they want to extend their home to a foster teen, and if they just want to have a conversation, they're not ready to commit maybe, but they just want to find out more about it, is that possible for them to call and talk with someone at Bethany just to explore the ins and outs and what it involves?
Absolutely. You can call and reach out to me. I'm the recruitment specialist, and I will be more than happy to share more with you about our work and answer any questions that you have. I would also suggest that my phone number is 616-224-7435. You can reach me at that number, and I'll be more than happy to discuss more ways of how you can get involved, whether if you're not ready to be a foster parent and maybe want a mentor. So there's other ways that you can get involved. And I'd also encourage you to attend one of our orientations. I think that's the best way to just kind of get an intro into our organization. We give you background of what it takes to be a foster parent, what the process looks like, how long the process is, what resources are out there for foster parents. So I think that'd be like a great and excellent way to just get an intro into all of that.
Can you repeat your number a couple more times for our listeners, please?
Absolutely. My number is 616-350-3451.
Okay.
And again, hello?
Oh, please go ahead.
616-350-3574.
Great.
Yeah, because we don't want, those listeners on the road, you know, no texting and driving, but yeah, wonderful. Okay, wonderful job, Bianca. What's that website one more time?
Bethany.org/fostercare.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for what you do. Foster care recruitment specialist with Bethany Christian Services. Your final word, Steve Chappell?
Well, yes, I thank all of our morning show listeners for their interest in this inclusion segment, which airs each Friday at 10:45 as part of our grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, trying to create more equitable communities, and that includes all of the wonderful children in our community right now that need a safe and nurturing home so they can be on their road to having the resources that they deserve and they need. And again, if you've missed any part of this interview with Bianca Masfiade from Bethany Christian Services on the topic of foster care, please go to the WGBU Radio news page a bit later this afternoon under Mutually Inclusive and click on the interview with Bianca and share it with your friends.
Thank you both for your time on this edition, this Friday, January 22nd edition. Enjoy your day.